Welcome to the Counter Narrative Podcast, a show designed to change the way we talk and think about education. By sharing stories of successes and triumphs, we aim to challenge the dominant narrative that often negatively portrays our disenfranchised populations. I'm your host, Charles Williams, an urban educator for more than 15 years, a current school principal in Chicago, an educational consultant, an equity advocate, and the co-host of Inside the Principal's Office. Let's get started.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
This episode is a pause to ponder segment. These bi-weekly sessions will allow me to share with you my personal thoughts and reflections on a wide spectrum of topics as they relate to education. It is my hope that you will be able to take something from these segments and apply it in a meaningful way as you continue to do amazing work. Remember, while we all have different roles, we all have a single job: educating our students. So I keep saying that I am going to record something. I have it in my mind. I come across something. And then the moment that it's time to record, something else comes up. And that's exactly what happened in this case. So I'm going to have to find somewhere in some format to record all of those other random thoughts that come along instead of waiting for one of these episodes. But let me jump in. So there's a guy out there, Eric, from School Pro K-12, who is in the process of rounding up some phenomenal educators. And I don't just say that because I get to be a part of this group, but they truly are. They are great educators. And he is putting together this group so that way they can do some work with schools up in Minnesota. And he recently pushed out a post kind of recognizing these educators. And my colleague and good friend via EduTwitter, because we have not yet had the opportunity to share the same space in person, though I hope that time will come soon, Vernon Wright, made a comment. And it was the comment that spurred a series of thoughts and conversations that has led me to record this episode today. So he labeled that he was honored to be a part of that group of edu heroes. Now, I don't know if that term has been used before, but I will be honest, it is the first time I've ever seen it. And something struck me immediately. You see, in that space, in edu Twitter, and I'm sure in other spaces, we often refer to some individuals as being edu celebrities. I would be lying if I didn't say that, you know, there have been times that I'm like, I'm striving to reach that level. I think on one of the podcasts with Debbie, we kind of joked that we were like B-list celebrities, right? We didn't make it to A-list yet. But when Vernon mentioned edu heroes, something kind of clicked. And I started thinking to myself the difference between celebrities and heroes. And there's some overlap. And so I want you to bear with me for a moment as I think through this. So immediately when I think of a hero, I think of someone who, through personal sacrifice oftentimes, are attempting and striving to make the world or the spaces in which they operate better. When you think about heroes, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like a superhero, right? There's the unsung heroes, and oftentimes we refer to these as just some of the people that, you know, all heroes don't wear capes, right? We think of our law enforcement, we think of firemen, nurses, right? Even some educators, right? So we think of these individuals because of what they do. right? The bravery in the face of danger, right? The heroics in the face of adversity. Their goal, their intention is to make a positive impact on society, and they often do so. Whether they realize it or not, whether they are recognized for it or not, whether they're rewarded for it or not, and because they're not doing it for those things, that is a hero. On the other side, we have celebrities, right? And celebrities are often known for their talents and their skills. They are famous because of the shows that they put on, right? The entertainment that they provide. And don't get me wrong, there's great talent and skills and achievements in these areas. But in reality, these individuals don't necessarily make the world better. They don't necessarily have a positive impact. They provide entertainment oftentimes when we think about celebrities, but they don't necessarily, I don't know, make that positive impact in the same level as a hero. And now I know what you're thinking, Charles, there's a lot of celebrities who do, there are a lot of celebrities who do charity work, and they use their fame and the resulting wealth and fortune and things like that in order to make positive impacts. And I absolutely agree with you. And vice versa, there are heroes who have done some phenomenal things, heroes who have gone above and beyond, and they, you know, their actions have been captured, right, within the media, and you know, they've risen to a level of fame, even if it's just for a brief moment. And so there is some overlap there. So I say these things because I start to think about our spaces as educators. And I think we touched on this a little bit in my recording with Yaritza Villalba. But how many educators out there are striving to be the celebrities? Right, those individuals who have a very large presence, a very large platform, there's a lot of attention around them, they have a very large following, but they're not really contributing anything to our space. They're really not making a positive impact by pushing back on the adversities and the challenges that exist in our space. They are existing. People enjoy seeing them and hearing them and watching them work. But at the end of the day, it's entertainment, right? I feel good. And what we know a lot of times is that I feel good when my current concepts and ideologies are reinforced. And that's not always the best thing, especially if those ideologies, especially if those thoughts and concepts are wrong, right? If they contribute to the very systems of oppression and injustices and inequities that we continuously talk about. There are other educators out there who, whether they realize it or not, are being edu-heroes. They're the ones who should be celebrated for their moral character, their integrity, those sacrifices that they are making in order to have a significant and lasting impact in this world. Those who stand up and push back, those who are not okay with just remaining within the status quo, those who do not shrink back in the face of danger and adversity, because we know that doing this work, and we are continuing to see it in our spaces as laws continue to be passed, it is becoming more and more of a dangerous field in which to work. And so I want you to think about this for a moment as you're listening to this. Where do you stand? Are you striving for that fame and the followers and the glory? Are you pushing back and saying, I need to make a positive impact? Or do you fall somewhere in between? Right? Because of the work that you're doing, because of your pushing back and you're saying, hey, enough is enough, and utilizing that platform, and that platform has grown to a celebrity status. So as we come to a close with this episode, I want to issue a challenge. And I don't know where this is going to go. Sometimes I get these ideas and I'm like, oh, we're going to make this thing go viral because I just want to make sure that we are connecting and doing this as big as we possibly can. Who knows? I don't know. But here's my thought and here's what I'm asking. Within the show notes across social media, you're going to see some links. And I want you to nominate an EduHero. And the reason I'm asking for you is this is because, as I mentioned at the beginning of this, most heroes are unsung heroes. The work that they do, while appreciated, often goes necessarily unrecognized. Not unnoticed, but unrecognized, unawarded, unappreciated even. So I want you to nominate an EduHero so we can lift them up. And just simply say thank you for the work that they're doing. Imagine how our world, this world of education and other spheres, may possibly shift if we focused our attention not on the celebrities who are just pushing fame and attention, but on those heroes who are actually doing the work. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Counter Narrative Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to like, subscribe, and of course, share it with friends and family. I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show, so please leave a comment or two as well. Now, I'm not sure what platform you're using, but the show can be found on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and plenty of other platforms. If the show isn't on your preferred site, let me know, and I'll be sure to get it up and running. This podcast is also featured on schoolrubric.com, where you can find educational articles, videos, and interviews with educators from around the globe. Be sure to connect with me and other listeners by following the show on Twitter at the CN Podcast and joining the show's Facebook group. Take care.